The Peshmerga fighters continued to advance in Mosul. The Kurdish fighters were able to take over the Mosul Dam. It is a very strategic vital gain because the dam provides the electricity and water of the whole northern region. The Kurdish fighters advanced near the dam with the help of the American airstrikes, which were targeting militants. The Iraqi-American joint air cover gave the Peshmerga fighters the chance to advance towards Mosul, which is the militants' stronghold. The airstrikes resulted in the killing of 50 Takfiri militants near the dam. Peshmerga were also able to liberate Mahmur and Guwair areas totally from militants.
The advanced Iraqi army and the Peshmerga are pushing back the ISIL. Kurdish forces and Iraqi armed forces are now attacking militants on several fronts, inflicting great losses on the Takfiri group. Iraqi forces are achieving victories on several fronts across the country.
The Iraqi army is also advancing in the province of Babil, in Jerf al-Sakhr, which will pave the way for the Fallujah battle. Clashes have been taking place between militants and army forces for several days. The areas are now under the control of the Iraqi army.
The security situation is in favor of the Iraqi army. ISIL were hoping to reach Baghdad. However, the Iraqi army was able to defeat the militants and prevent them from advancing towards the capital. One of their weak points is fighting on several fronts, which is allowing the Iraqi army to advance faster.
In Diyala province, the army liberated Odeim and clashes are still going on in Sadia and Jalawla. The Iraqi army and Peshmerga fighters continue their mop-up operations on several fronts. The Iraqi and American forces have also provided air cover, helping grounded troops advance in the face of militants. Rashan Saglam, Press TV, Baghdad.